Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the show today. Today, we're going to call our show, Heal It, How to Overcome Financial, Work, and Health-Related Stress. You know, stress has become an increasingly prevalent issue in America, affecting people from really all walks of life, from the pressures of work and financial strain to the challenges of daily life and social expectations. Stressors seem to be everywhere. And the impact of chronic stress is not only detrimental to the individual, it's detrimental to our society. You know, we're talking about chronic stress that leads to cardiovascular diseases, to mental health disorders, weakened immune systems, social disorders, stress disorders, on and on it goes. There's a lot of issues around stress. And I know this. I've been coaching for over 30 years. You know, I have a lot of people that come to me in their late 50s, early 60s, and they've been, you know, they've been out of balance for many, many years. And what happens is they made a lot of money in their business, but now they're spending a lot of that money trying to fix their health. So that doesn't have to be you. And I'm hoping it's not you. I've got an expert today, and she's going to be talking about not only about stress, but what stress can lead to, which is, of course, detrimental depression. You know, some people leave to decide to check out of the planet. There's suicide related to this stress issues. There's a lot going on here. So this is a great show if you have a family member or a friend, somebody that's going through stress. You know, they're maybe a workaholic or a stressaholic or a worryaholic, and you want them to get some information about how to change things up. This is the show for you to watch. All right, we're going to take a break, and when I come back, we're going to have my guest. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. You're listening to and watching the Voice, the Heal It Show. And Heal It Show, by the way, you can find us on E360 TV, YouTube, Google TV, Apple TV, all over the place. So I'm glad you're here today. Well, I have a very special guest. Her name is Patricia Kane. She's a medical doctor. And she has a story that I think will enlighten you, and not only that, change you up. Patricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ken. It's great to be here.
Well, let me give you a proper introduction. Dr. Patricia Kane is an experienced board-certified physician with intimate awareness of all areas of suicide. She knows the pain of being the family member left behind, having experienced the loss of her sister, two parental aunts, and two maternal cousins to death by suicide. She's also a person who has lived with suicide ideation, having committed herself to a mental hospital four times between 1978 and 1990 to protect herself when death by suicide seemed the best option. Wow, that's you've been immersed in it in your family. And family structure, the family dynamics played an important part. I know in you growing up, how did let's just start from the beginning. You know, what was going on in the family structure that led to this kind of stressors and eventually suicides?
I'm going to say that what was going on in the family structure is pretty much we were expected to always do our best. Anytime there was the slightest fault, it was reamed upon us about how we weren't doing our best. And to always be perfect is a standard that no one can live up to.
That's a difficult standard. So high expectations, and were there punishments or takeaways or things like that when those expectations weren't met?
Yes.
Okay. So that created this kind of an environment of perfectionism, and if we're not, you know, and maybe a sense of you can never really succeed in that environment is my guess.
Correct, because if you thought you had succeeded, you would have, well, why didn't you also X, Y, or Z?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. And so, you know, what, let's just fast forward to 1978. What's going on with you in your world? Are you in medical school? Are you going to school? Are you working? What's going on for you?
I was in medical school. I was married to an alcoholic. I had five children, with the oldest one 7 years old, and boards and everything, with different tests to be able to progress in medical school. And just to add a little twinge to everything, my ex was unemployed, so we had no income.
Okay. All right. And so there's some pretty heavy stressors there. And then what was your mind thinking at the time? What were you going through mentally?
That there was a life insurance policy that would at least feed the kids for a while.
Yeah. So you were kind of thinking, if I check out, everybody would be better off.
Yes.
Yeah, was that? Yeah, I think a lot of people that are going through that kind of stress have that those thoughts. And how did you overcome that?
Knowing when my sister died by suicide, the pain of being the person left behind was stronger than my need to check out, because I could not give that pain to my children and have them say, it was my fault mommy died the way she did. And that love of my children was more powerful than my plan to check out.
That makes a lot of sense. And yet, over a period of years, this kept coming up for you. You kept having this these mental challenges, we'll call them, you know, where you were really feeling, yeah, I guess depressed. Were you depressed at the time, or were you stressed out? What was happening for you?
I think it's a combination of all of the above. Overwork, undersleep, many things going on, my putting expectations on myself that were above what the family was putting on me, and
Were
just couldn't
there,
live up to all the expectations of everybody and myself.
Dr. Patricia, were there also, it sounded like there were financial stressors going on too. Is that accurate?
Yes, but fortunately, my grades were good enough. I was able to get loans because of the fact that, oh, she's going to be a doctor, she'll be able to pay it back.
Yeah. So in you
Yes.
know and I think that's a really that's a key thing. You know, a lot of people think, well, people really smart, they don't go through these emotional traumas that people that don't have any money. And that's a fallacy, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
If you're human, you've got the potential of going through things that are overwhelming to you at the time.
Yeah. Okay. And okay, so then, you know, we're gonna fast forward. Okay, so now it's 1990. You've been in and out four times to the ideational services, and as I hope I'm saying that right. And now you're not going back, because 1990 something happened. What changed for you?
I would learn some techniques that were helpful. But to do the techniques took time. Like with the progressive relaxation, it was 20 minutes, the deep breathing, a half hour. And you know, different things like this. I didn't have 2 hours every day to do what I was taught. So yeah. What I did is I mushed it all together so I could do it while I was going to the bathroom. Therefore, it took no time and be able to benefit from the rewards of doing all of these different modalities.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the modalities that you've created, but also, you know, maybe some of the modalities that you condensed, right? Because there's just a lot. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop therapy.
Okay. When you start getting these negative thoughts, something is going on. Perhaps somebody's yelling at you. Something is very stressful. Stop therapy. If you think of a policeman blowing his whistle, everybody stops. What's going on? If you say, I need to go to the bathroom, everybody stops and lets you go. And so you're stopping what's happening in the moment so that you can reprogram your brain into what would be more healthy.
Okay. And I guess you have to know what to reprogram your brain with. You know, for me, I was doing my first marathon, and it was a half marathon. It was in San Diego. And I hit mile 9. In mile 9, every negative thought that I honestly have ever had about my wife, my family, myself, my business, it just hit me just like a ton. And I didn't think I'd finish that marathon, but I had to think, I had to refocus myself to re-energize myself. And I used mantras to do that. How do we shift that from in stop therapy?
Okay, well, stop therapy is just stopping what's going on. Now you're going to have to move to the bathroom. And so while you're moving to the bathroom, you can start doing the deep breathing with the breathing, thinking I am on the in-breath and relaxed on the out-breath. You know you're doing deep breathing well enough if you put one hand on the belly and one hand on the chest. The hand on the belly is moving, you're breathing fine. If the hand on the chest is moving, breathe deeper.
I love that. You know,
I am relaxed.
I am relaxed. I am relaxed. So we're doing a couple of things. We're changing up our physiology. So we might have been depressed or down or you know, crying or something. We're changing our physiology, and we're also changing our mind focus, because our mind's thought, instead of thinking of negative things, we're thinking about I am relaxed. I am calm. Okay. So that's, you know, we're changing the state of being, really. Is that
exactly? And we're using the mantra and deep breathing simultaneously.
Okay. Let's talk about the deep breathing. When you say deep breathing, is it a breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, or is in and out through the mouth? Is it big breaths, little breaths? What do you recommend?
It's big breaths. I tend to do in through the nose, out through the mouth, because that's what's most beneficial for me. But if a person's got sinus congestion, to breathe in through the mouth and out through the mouth is fine. It's what works best for you. We're all individuals, and we've got to do what's best for us. For me, in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Let's talk about progressive relaxation. What does that term exactly mean, and how does it apply with the butterfly technique?
Okay, once you get to the bathroom, you sit down on the commode. And the reason why any tense muscle in your body holds stress. And if you're trying to get rid of stress, you've got to have relaxed muscles. And the reason why you're sitting down is because when you totally relax your body, you don't want to fall down.
Okay, that makes sense.
The progressive, as you I started the legs, tighten the muscles and relax them in the calf and the thighs and move up to the head. Many times it's taught the opposite way because they're grounding you on the ground. And I want you to end up in your head because the next step is going to be getting rid of what's in the head. And once you're into knowing how to progressively relax, you can become a ragdoll instantaneously. But until you get, it usually takes, you know, a certain number of times of practicing it before you know, and then you become totally relaxed. And that's progressive relaxation, is you progress through the muscle groups.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so you tense, relax the foot, tense, relax the left foot, then the right foot, then the calf, then the other calf, and back and forth all the way up the body. Right.
Correct. Is that and then the abdomen, the chest, the neck, the muscles in your head. Okay. Many times your mouth will droop open just a little bit because of the mouth muscles being relaxed.
Okay. I love that. And I agree with you, you know, like any method, you know, it's like you go to the gym, you don't go one time to build muscle, you go progressively and you do consistently. And then all of a sudden you get the technique, and I can see how this could grow on people. All right. Let's just talk about the visualization, because in my work, okay, I use visualization a lot. You know, you're going from here or across the room, or you're going from here to wherever you want to be. How do you use it with the butterfly effect?
Now you've got all of those negative, yucky thoughts in your head. And if you think about the Mr. Yuck symbol, that emoji, just picture Mr. Yuck taking all those negative thoughts down your spine and depositing them in the commode where all the physical waste is going. You're getting rid of the mental waste.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so we're getting rid of the mental waste, the physical waste, the stressors. We're visualizing just like going into the toilet, getting out of it.
Exactly, going right, leaving your brain, going right down your spine into the commode.
Okay,
exactly.
That's a very powerful image. Okay, I get it. I was going to ask you why you had to go to the commode. I was thinking, well, couldn't I just sit on my bed or a chair or something? But with that imagery, you probably don't want to.
It reinforces.
All right. And how about the auditory side of this?
There's one step before the auditory.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Nature doesn't like a vacuum. So now that you've gotten rid of all the negative thoughts, replace it with a happy thought of yours or a happy place. For me, it's like on the side of a mountain in a field with a stream there. I can hear the birds. Somebody, it might be in Starbucks. Somebody, it might be at the amusement park. And we're all different. What's a happy, positive place for you? Hmm. And you put those thoughts in your mind.
I love that.
And start thinking about those.
I love that. Okay. And now we can go to the auditory side of that.
Right. The more senses you've got involved, the more powerful anything is. So by flushing the toilet, you're flushing all the negative thoughts away, the mental yuck, you're flushing away with the physical yuck.
Wow. Okay. I get it.
And you can hear it.
And then how about the tactile side of this?
You wash your hands of it to leave all the negative in the bathroom.
I love that. You know, when I used to get upset, I used to, I'd wash my hands and then I'd splash some water on my face to feel like I was just cleansed and cleansed of it.
Exactly.
Okay. And then, all right. So we're feeling better. We're up. We've washed our hands. We're going now. What are the actions that we're taking now?
Now you've got a choice. Either make plans to go to your happy place, talk to somebody about your happy place, journal about your happy place. In other words, you're focusing on positive thoughts.
Okay. And that's hard for some people to do. It's hard for them to keep those positive thoughts. Listen, I got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about some of the positive thoughts we can put in our minds to let go of the stressors, and also how to maintain that for periods of time. Okay, so we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Like, people may be wondering, why do I call it the butterfly method?
Oh, great, great question. Yeah, why do you do that?
When you think of a caterpillar, nobody likes them. They're negative. They go into a cocoon, which is a safe place. Here we're going into the bathroom. And then they come out with as a butterfly, you come out with hope. People like hope. People like butterflies. So you're going from the yucky caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly.
Well, I love that. I love that imagery. I never thought negative of caterpillar, but I know when they go into the chrysalis, you know, they completely liquefy. Their body completely changes. And they come out a beautiful butterfly. I think it's a really great analogy for what we do.
I know very few farmers or gardeners who love those caterpillars eating on their stuff.
Yeah, that's probably because I grew up in the city. I didn't have that same experience.
Okay. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Okay. All right. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that say, just be positive. Everything will be okay. You know, it's like you look at your garden. There's no caterpillars in my garden, and your garden's gone. Okay. Because you didn't take care of the caterpillars. How can people stay in a place where they keep their mind focused on maybe gratitude or the goodness in life? What do you recommend?
This is why when you leave the bathroom, you've got a plan either to experience something that's very positive, or journal about it, or talk about it, because the more senses you use, the more it enforces the positivity.
That's very good. I want to focus on journaling for a second. It's something that I recommend to almost all my clients is to journal on a very consistent basis, to get it out of the head, get it on paper and see it. In fact, I even had one of my clients created a journal. It's called a shred journal. So she would write it, get it out of her head, and then she'd tear it up, and she's marketing it across the country now. So, you know, people can do that. Let's talk
it
about
it. Sounds like she's writing the negatives down and she's shredding those away.
Yeah. And she's shredding those away. Yeah.
I'm writing the positives down so you can go back and reread and re-experience the joy.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. So keep thinking about the positive and reprogramming our mind with the positive. I think there's a good practice to let go of the negative and let it go, right? But it's the plus that you just said. It's about, well, if you can program your subconscious mind consistently with positive thoughts, when you need them, they'll be there. That's been my experience. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you figure four times being as down as I was, and now over 30 years. And also, I've never had to write suicide as a cause of death on a patient chart because I taught them this. Many patients still need medication and psychological help also, but they didn't go all the way to the bottom of taking their life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that speaks highly because, you know, there are people out there that feel hopeless and they hide it. They don't talk about it. And yet, you know, there are ways to combat the feelings of depression. There's ways to change stressors in our life. There's ways to change our environments, change our thinking, change what, you know, there's a lot of ways that we can combat this. But I think it all starts with acknowledgement. And I think that's one thing you did right. And I think you get your patients probably to do is you can't change what you can't acknowledge, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So if there's somebody
And you can't change by magic by somebody saying, think positive.
Right.
Yeah. That's like telling me thinking Chinese.
Yeah, that's like learning Chinese. I love that. Well, you know, it's like anything, and it takes work, and even the method takes some work. Okay.
Yes.
You know, but
nature gives you a chance to do it at least three times a day.
That's good. That's good.
Everybody, when they get up in the morning, when they go to bed at night, and at least once in between.
Yeah. You know, it was one of the creatives, Leonardo da Vinci, said at one point, isolation is the price of greatness. And I think this ties into what you're saying. Isolate yourself. Go to the restroom. take some time, you know, allow yourself to be in that really a kind of a still place.
In the cocoon.
In the cocoon. Be in the cocoon. Yeah. I think that.
And metamorphosize.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever meditate? Are you a meditator or yes. practice mindfulness, things of that nature?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how do you find that helps with this stressors in the world?
I was a it helps a lot. I'm very positive. I'm very much and very for it and very much. But here again, when a person meditates, it takes time. You've got to like sit down for 20 minutes to meditate. When you're running after five kids working 6 hours a week, it just the time wasn't there. I've got more time now since I'm retired, yeah. But
yeah,
and I do more meditating now.
That's great.
But
yeah,
we've got this silly constraint called 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And you fill them with what's most important to you at the time.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, I think that there's, you know, since the American, who was it? I wrote it out here this morning. Let me see if I can find it in my notes so I quote it right. The American Psychological Association says that approximately 78% of adults have reported experiencing at least one symptom of stress, anxiety, sadness, irritability, depression. That's a high number. That's just a high number, you know.
Even more scary is in the 15 to 30-year-old, more than 25% report at least one thought of suicide in their life.
Say that again.
In the 15 to 30-year-old age group.
Right.
More than 25% of them have at least thought of suicide at least once.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I've got to get this out there so that they've got an option that's a better choice.
Yeah.
Appreciate you doing this.
So let's tell the people where they can go on your website to find out a little more information about this.
Okay.
You want to tell them about that?
The website is the Empowered Butterfly Method. There's also a book they can get on Amazon. And I deliberately priced it under $10 because anybody who's able to afford the internet can afford $10 for their health.
I love that. Well, on Amazon, if you look up Empowered Butterfly Method, 9 Steps Transition from Distress to Hope by Patricia Kane, MD, you will find that book there. So I encourage you to go over there and check that out. Not check it out, buy it. So you own it.
Well, I don't think Amazon will let you check it out.
Yeah, I don't think they have the library these days. I think the library is you buy it and you move from there. So, well, listen,
share it with others.
And share it with
others. Spread the message. It's kind of like the Heimlich maneuver to stop from choking. It saves lives.
Yeah.
And you need to spread the information so that more lives can be saved.
I love that. Well, when we come back, I want to ask you some of the benefits that you've seen with your patients over the years that have used the method and so much more. We'll be right back. I got to take a quick break here. And let me ask you something about the butterfly method. You know, is that something that, let's say, a mom can buy the book, she can learn the method and then pass it on to the husband? And, you know, I mean, you want people to pass this on, right? This isn't like
absolutely. Something that we're actually, Simona Moyer, my co-author, because I've got dyslexia, so to put things in writing is a little bit of a challenge for me. We're working now that before the end of the year, we're going to have the butterfly method with pictures geared towards the 10 to 15 year old group so that they can be learning it before they get into this high risk age group.
I love that.
And eventually down the road, we're going to have a preschool book with pictures of the butterfly method.
I love that. Hey, are you one of the speakers up at the Butterfly event? Is that did I hear that right up there in Jackson, Wyoming? Is that?
I'm looking at being a speaker there. I'm in the with my personal health. Sometimes you've got to put priorities first. Yeah. I've had one surgery already this year, and I've got two more scheduled. And assuming that I'm in optimal health, which I'm planning to be by June, I should be there as a speaker. Yes.
Okay. Well, as you.
But here again, it's a case of I had to prioritize my health so I can continue to spread the methods.
You know what I love about that, because that's you really are setting an example. I think a lot of times people do not prioritize their health, which is why they get into challenges such as, you know, depression, suicide, stress.
Like I did.
That's
like
well,
I
you know,
like I've hey, had the experience of.
And I've had those same experiences. But you know, when you pain is a great motivator of people. You know, I know for me, I you know, got a message from God. You got to feel the pain to make the change. Because at the time, I didn't want to feel any pain. I was out playing and having a good time. But yeah, I realized if I didn't pay attention to the pain, my life is going to get worse and worse and worse. So I
and
know that that's true.
You wouldn't be able to play.
I wouldn't be able to play. No, I wouldn't be here today had I not paid attention and got the help that I needed to get to change what I needed to change in my own health. So, you know, it's an important message that you got going out there. That's for sure. Yeah, the Butterfly event, just for my audience out there, I'll give you more on some of our other shows that we do, but it's coming up in Jackson, Wyoming. There will be a Guinness Book of Records set for the most people dressed in a butterfly outfit up there. But it's not just about Guinness Book of Records. It's about us coming together and uniting as one, passing Dr. Patricia's method to the world, and upshifting individuals in our consciousness. And, you know, what we can do together when we bind together is phenomenal. So I know I'm looking for that that experience. And I hope you're up there with me. Yeah.
And one more thing I want to say, if anybody goes to the website and puts their email in there, I have a one page where the steps are just written out in one page of the Butterfly Method. And I'll send that to their email.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I would like to summarize the method, though. I think that would give our audience a good gift here. But before you do it, I've gotta take a quick break. So we're gonna go to the break, and then we will be right back with the summary of the Butterfly Method. We'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Dr. Patricia. All right, let's go ahead and summarize the method. It doesn't have to be real fast, but just the steps that we do here. Yeah.
These are steps to get from a situation that is considered less than optimal to one that is hopeful and beautiful. And the letters in the word empowered pretty much cover it. E for exit, stop what's going on and exit. M for move. When you move to go to walk to the bathroom, you're doing deep breathing and thinking of I am relaxed or something similar. P is to pivot. Going to pivot, you're going to sit down and continue with the deep breathing and the mantra. And then O is for on off. Tighten muscles, relax them, which is your progressive relaxation. W basically is to weed out the negative, and that's where you're turning around and visualizing all the negative leaving. E is enter positive, which is your positive thoughts, places that are happy for you, good thoughts, something that you want to be embraced in. R is to remove the, which is flushing, to remove all of the waste. E is end the negative with washing your hands. And D is do something to the positive, which is where you are journaling, talking about it, visiting your happy place, and focusing on ingraining those happy thoughts in your mind.
I love that.
Which for me have kept me out of the hospital for over 30 years.
I love that. And a lot of patients too, as I might guess.
Mm-hmm. Very definitely.
Yeah. Now, this doesn't spell butterfly. It spells empower.
Empower, which is empowered. And if you look real closely, the commode has butterfly wings.
I love that. That's great.
That's Simona's. Simona came up with that.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Wow. Okay. A lot of people are going to benefit from this technique. And I take it's kind of your life's mission right now to get this out into the world. Okay. Can people order?
I'm going to say, if I am looking for the day when the news says there were no reported suicides in the world in the last 24 hours.
Wow. No, that's a wonderful goal. I think we'd all like to see that. Yeah, you know, there's so much pain and suffering that goes along with the loss of a loved one through suicide.
Oh, yes.
And so I commend what you're doing. Can people buy like, you know, 10, 20, 50 of these books at one time? You know,
yes.
Can they contact you somewhere?
I think Amazon limits you to 30 at a time. I think it's Amazon's limit, not mine. Yeah. And I would like to get these books out at some point. I would like to start what I call SIA meetings, Suicide Ideation Anonymous, patterned after the Alcoholics Anonymous. Mm-hmm. But that this would be their book instead of the big book. Mm-hmm. We'll have a little book to make it easier.
Well,
and then there would be 9 steps instead of 12.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You know, it's such a chronic illness, a chronic challenge that the country's having with this right now. And, you know, I think it may stem out of a lot of reasons, you know, whether it's, you know, the foods we eat, the materialism that we're so swamped in, the environment that we live in, you know, the company we keep. There's genetics involved, cell phones involved, you know, there's staying up all night and video games and, you know, and then all of a sudden you're let down. There's fame and fortune and all of a sudden you're let down. It's not real. So, you know, it's a lot about getting real with oneself is what I got.
And there's people, what I have found is people feel isolated, which is why I'm looking to have support groups so that they know they're not alone and they don't have to be isolated.
I love that. Well, you know, if someone wants to start a support group, I guess the best thing to do is to kind of reach out to you on your website. Can they contact you on that website?
Yes. Yes. If they leave their email address and let me know what they want, yes, they can.
All right, why don't we give that website one more time in case somebody
empoweredbutterflymethod.com.
Okay. Empoweredbutterflymethod.com. Okay.
I like to keep things simple so that I don't have to keep remembering a bunch of stuff.
I hear you there. Absolutely. Okay. Well, listen, I'm gonna take another quick break and we come back. I've got some personal questions I want to ask you. So we will be right back and we're going to take a quick break. Oh, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and I'm the host of the Heal It Show here. And we have Dr. Patricia Kane with us. She's an MD who's gone through suicide prevention herself. She's been checked in like 4 times, and she's an expert. She teaches people how to get out of depression, how to get out of stress, how to be able to live a healthy and vibrant life. And isn't that what we all want? So, you know, personal, I just was wondering with you, like who are some of your personal heroes?
My very best personal hero is Jesus Christ. Hmm. He never forced his way on anybody. He taught with stories and said, follow me because it's a better way of life.
And how is the learning about the Christ consciousness that Jesus brought into the world changed you?
I think that it changed me is a hard because I grew up with that. But I think as I became more aware of it and how grateful I am for all he's done for us, I felt I've got to use what gifts he's given me to give back to the world to help other people be sent to their best self.
Yeah. And, you know, when you leave the planet, what do you want people to say about you?
Hey, you know, her empowered butterfly method, and it's great.
That's awesome. And do you have a family, and do you have children and things like that?
I have 5 adult children, all of whom I am very proud of. One's an architect, number 2 is a teacher, number 3 is a lawyer, number 4 is kidney dialysis, and number 5 was career military, and now he's taking care of planes. He just retired from after 21 years in the military, and I've got 12 awesome grandchildren.
I love that. So, you know, we're talking about your family structure that had several suicides in it to a place where the family is now. Do you feel the family's at a healthy place now in the structure of the family and the beliefs and what the family's doing today?
You figure the 5 suicides were in the 25-year period before I came up with this. There have been 0 in the 30-plus years since then.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you change, here's what I believe and know in my own family is that when we change ourselves, we impact others in our family. We have that influential impact. Is it 100%? Most of the time, it seems to be. The people I know that have made profound changes, their families change at many levels. You know, so that's been my experience. Maybe it hasn't been your experience with your family. I'm talking to my audience, but here's the thing. Keep on keeping on. Keep on making the changes that you know will empower you to be living vibrant, healthy, alive, alert, contributing to the world. I think the greatest thing we can do in this world is practice what all major religions teach us. So it doesn't matter if you're a Christian, a Buddhist, agnostic. Well, I guess I don't know about you guys, but you're on the fence, and that's fine. But listen, service. We're talking about service, and that's what Dr. Patricia is about. That's what I'm about. And if you can get yourself into a greater sense of service, you know, there's always somebody feeling worse than you. I know that. So go find somebody to help. Go ahead, doctor.
I'm going to say you may not notice the change in others that you're because even though you're affecting them because you're looking for something big and they're going stair step.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know,
it's still very, very few change.
Yeah, you know, it's been my experience that we might have some quantum breakthroughs in our life, you know, shifting here and there. But most of the time, it's that keep on keeping on, you know. You have something that's going on chronic in your world, and you just say, you know what, I know if somebody can heal this, I might be able to heal this. And you just take the steps you need to. All healing is a quest. From my point of view, you get on the quest, you go on the quest, and you find the people that have the solutions for your issue, whatever that may be. That's what I'm
And you do your best.
And you do your best. You absolutely do your best. And, if, you know, here, the other thing I always looked at, you know, is had a fellow in my life that he was in his 30s and he went to some doctors and they said, you know, you're going to die in 30 days. There's nothing we can do about it. And he had an interesting point of view. I said, so what'd you think? He says, he thought, well, you know, the doctors were great. I love my doctors, but they told me the truth. Those doctors didn't know how to heal me. And so I went and started finding other ways to heal. And he's alive today, 40 years later. So it's that place, you know, if the methods work for you, then keep on keeping on, right? And but at least try them. At least try them. That's what I know. Any final thoughts that you like to share with the audience?
Yes. If one method doesn't work, don't give up. Try another method because there are solutions for everything. We've got a beautiful world. We've got a great creation. We've got many people full of love who are willing to help you if they know you need the help.
I love those words. Thank you so much, Dr. Patricia, for joining us today. And I hope a lot of people will visit you on your website and go get those that book that you got out there so we can start to heal ourselves in greater and greater ways. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining me today on the Heal It Show. You know, this show is really about you and it's for you. And if you like what we're doing, please subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. And until next time, I pray that you get on the healing quest and you do whatever it takes to heal what's ever going on in your life.
And live your best life.
And live your best life. Take care.